Welcome everyone to this week's Greek Theatre audiocast and part 3 in our Greek mythology series. Last time we learned about the famous Greek myth, The Punishment of Prometheus, the Titan god of fire who was horribly punished for disobeying Zeus, king of the Olympian gods. For those of you who listened to the last audio, can you remember who was responsible for rescuing Prometheus at the end of the story? Who was it that unchained him from his rock? Of course, it was Hercules, the son of Zeus. Now, I'm sure most of you have heard the name Hercules before. There have been many stories retold of this legend. Disney even made a movie about him in 1997. Maybe you've seen it. Hercules was the greatest of the mythological Greek heroes. He was a demigod, meaning half god and half mortal human. He was famous for his incredible strength, courage, and intelligence. Even as a baby, Hercules was very strong. When the goddess Hera, Zeus's wife, found out that Hercules was mothered by a human woman, she wanted to kill him. So one night, she threw two large snakes into his bed. However, baby Hercules grabbed the snakes by the neck and strangled them with his bare hands. Hercules' mother, Alcmene, tried to raise him like a regular kid. He went to school like mortal children, learning subjects like math, reading and writing. However, one day he got mad and hit his music teacher on the head with his lyre, which is a musical stringed instrument, and killed him by accident. As punishment, Hercules was sent to live in the hills, where he worked as a farmer. But eventually he was happy and enjoyed the outdoors. One day when Hercules was 18 years old, though, a massive lion attacked his herd of cows. Once again, Hercules was able to kill the lion with his bare hands. Eventually, Hercules married a princess named Megara. They had a beautiful family and were very happy living together. But this made the miserable goddess Hera angry. She cast a spell on Hercules and tricked him into thinking his family was a bunch of snakes. After he had killed the snakes, he soon realized they were his wife and kids. He was so sad and riddled with terrible guilt. Hercules desperately wanted to get rid of this guilt. He was told that he must serve King Eury for 10 years and do any task the king asked of him. If he did this, he would be forgiven and wouldn't feel this terrible guilt anymore. The tasks the king gave him are called the 12 labors of Hercules, or, as the myth is better known today, Hercules and the 12 tasks. King Eury did not like Hercules and of course wanted him to fail. So each time he made the tasks more and more difficult. The final task even involved traveling to the underworld to bring back Hades' fierce three-headed guardian dog, Cerberus. Seemingly impossible. In the next audio, I'll tell you the story of all the things Hercules was asked to do. But for now, here are the names of each task in this epic myth. Listen out for which one sounds the most interesting to you. Task 1. Slay the lion of Nemea. Task 2. Slay the Lernaean Hydra. Task 3. Capture the golden hind of Artemis. Task 4. Capture the boar of Erymanthea. Task 5. Clean the entire Augean stables in one day. Task 6. Slay the Stymphalian birds. Task 7. Capture the bull of Crete. Task 8. Steal the mares of Diomedes. Task 9. Get the girdle from the queen of the Amazons. Hippolyta. Task 10. Take the cattle from the monster Geryon. Task 11. Steal apples from the Hesperides. And finally, task 12. Bring back the three-headed dog Cerberus from the underworld. Each of these 12 tasks of Hercules is a story and adventure all into themselves. Not only did Hercules use his strength and courage to accomplish the 12 tasks, but he also used his intelligence. He was extremely smart too. So join me next time to learn about each of these adventures as we begin Hercules and the 12 tasks.